I'm Gabby, and this is another episode of No Filter with Kobo Podcast. To kick off the year, we'll have the topic that I know everyone is looking forward to, the global trends for 2024. Our amazing guests from marketing team will discuss the biggest movements and hot topics from the cosmetic market, and we'll share ideas and tips to create products that can match those trends. First, let me introduce the people that will help me out today. Andrea Lacerna and Colleen Balk, both marketing coordinators. Hi, Andrea. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Gabby. It's really good to be back on the podcast, and I'm very excited to talk about trends today.
Yeah, I like this topic too. And hello, Colleen.
Hi, Gabby. Thank you so much for having me a guest on this episode. A change of scenery for me.
Yeah, it's good to have you here as a guest. Well, guys, since we'll discuss trends, first, I wanted to understand what would be the major drivers for the 2024 trends.
Well, Gabby, from a marketing and consumer perspective, we were able to observe what the market is offering and how the public responds to it. With most of the marketing team being makeup and skincare users, we had the chance to discuss what gets our attention and what feels is trendy right now. So that was very, very helpful this year.
Yes. Makeup products that we have seen go viral lately have varied drastically. Social media has been the biggest driver in cosmetic trends right now, especially TikTok. We are seeing super bold and like colorful graphic makeup looks, as well as products on a completely other end of the spectrum, like tints and hybrid products. On our trends this year, we have a super wide range with many different types of formulas.
That's very interesting. And I agree with you, Colleen. Social media is for sure impacting the trends more and more. And well, last year, when we discussed trends, we talked about fingerprint beauty that brought, you know, the subject of inclusivity. We also talked about sustainosphere that brought the topic of sustainability once again. How do you see these two topics in 2024?
Well, while our trends from the past years have included both diversity and sustainability, I feel like it's very important to recognize that that is outdated to consider as a trends in 2024. Both sustainability and diversity should be considered norms in this industry today.
Yeah, I agree with Colleen. Diversity has been present all along. The need to be inclusive has been present all this time as well. What we see now is a more outspoken consumer voice that can communicate their needs to the cosmetic industry in a sense. Something as simple as applying sunscreen that won't give a wide cast look. You know, here at Kobo, we understand the need to work on products that will help formulators create the best formulas for the market. So that's, you know, the topic of inclusivity. And then for sustainability, it is also a norm regardless of the industry that you're in. You know, the cosmetics industry, it's, you know, their consumers are looking for clean and natural ingredients. So, you know, sustainability is going beyond the ingredients in a formula. It also includes the impact that manufacturing, packaging, and distribution overall have, you know, on our planet. And so that is why it should be considered more of a norm.
You're both right. You know, right now, not being inclusive or not thinking about sustainability while creating and manufacturing products is basically not acceptable anymore. Well, let's talk about a category that I think is very important for cosmetics, which is skincare. Andrea, what would you say is the major trend that we're seeing for this market right now?
Okay, so I'm going to start with our first trend for this year that we call skin first. You know, the skincare craze from the past couple of years has proved that it is here to stay. Now it is breaking its way into makeup as well. Hybrid skincare, makeup products are all the rage for 2024. Consumers are looking for products packed with skincare benefits to promote healthy and hydrated skin. I wanted to highlight our formula KMU-056A. Shimmer Shimmy Highlighter. I'm sure that you probably have seen it in our social media post, maybe. It is a shimmery liquid highlighter with the skincare benefits that give the skin a beautiful glow from the inside out and is using our glycospheres that deliver more potent and skin-loving actives to the skin.
Yes, skincare is very important. Since I started at Kobo, I've been exposed to not only sunscreen, but the importance of skincare. I've always been interested in skincare, so it's really fun to learn more about it. There are many reasons why skincare is important, including your health, self-confidence, and preventing future skin problems and even skin cancer. I am not a big makeup user myself, but on the occasion that I do use it, I love these hybrid products.
Yeah, that's very nice. And Colin, you mentioned sunscreen when you talked about skincare. And it is a fact that to have a great skin, we must also talk about protecting the skin from UV radiation. So, what would you say consumers are looking for in a sunscreen?
I actually saw this quote from Dr. Corey Hartman on the CEW website, where he mentioned that consumers are looking for different attributes in a sunscreen, but essentially the same thing, a product that works well for their skin type, skin concerns, and values. At the end of the day, we are, or we all should be, prioritizing sun protection one way or another. The current market has a very wide range of products that offer UVA and UVB protection, aside from your regular old sunscreen cream. Consumers now can experiment with and layer all different kinds of sun protection. And we're going to call this trend, well, we have called this trend sunscreen fusion. It's all about finding the type that works best for you and your skin. My personal favorite formula in this trend is actually a formula from our Brazil lab, KSL 532 BRD, our natural tinted sunscreen stick. It's so hard for me to find sunscreen that doesn't leave a white cast on my type 4 skin, and it's like that for a lot of people who look like me. So tinted sunscreens have changed the game for me, and I love this stick formula of the and the formula also matches my shade perfectly, which is something that's rare for me. So this one shade is great, and a great thing about this formula is that there is a shade for each skin type, which I think is awesome.
Oh, yeah, I love this formula too. I'm very happy that you found your shade. My shade is actually the A version with the cobalt tint one. So I'm sure that everyone will be able to find their shade with this formula.
Yes.
Well, guys, we talked a lot about skin, but I also want to mention the makeup category because it is always the most impacted by trends, you know, since the world of color provides multiple possibilities. And I think we see a lot of influence of social media as well. Like on TikTok or Instagram, I'm seeing very intense and colorful looks. Would you agree, Colin?
Definitely, Gabby. Color is always a trend one way or another each year. Self-expression through color is huge right now. We are seeing a lot of out-of-the-box glam on social media. We are calling this trend dopamine days. This trend contains bold and bright colors and products with unique textures. Again, the out-of-the-box glam look. I think nostalgia is one of the biggest drivers of this trend. We are seeing so many makeup products inspired by childhood games, movie series, food, and so much more popping up. These products encourage your brain to release dopamine, or in other words, the happy hormone. A formula that we have for this trend is KEY142EU, US OK Fuchsia eyeshadow, which is carmine free. This bright pink cream eyeshadow was used in a Barbie look that we posted from the movie when it came out last summer. So I believe this eye look is so eye-catching, and it really does make me think of Barbie every time I see it. And I must say, pink always makes me happy.
Yeah, no, I've been seeing a lot of like fun collections too from ColourPop in particular, where they have been using the cartoons I used to watch when I was younger, and they have been creating whole lines like based on the aesthetic of the show. So for example, last year they released a line that was only based on Sailor Moon and included an eyeshadow palette, blushes, lip glosses, and they had highlighters, and that all truly takes the consumer back in time. It took me back in time with that nostalgic feeling that Colin was mentioning.
Yeah, I used to love Sailor Moon as well. Well, I think I agree with you both on, you know, the shades and colors that we're seeing. But at the same time, when I look at social media, there are a lot of, you know, no makeup makeup looks that are very, you know, natural looking. Don't you think that could be a little contradictory?
I think it can seem contradictory. However, I believe the focus right now is more about self-expression and how you feel at a given time and how you can use makeup to express it. So I'm a huge fan of colorful and expressive looks. You can just simply ask Colin. But some days I also just feel like wearing a more natural look or that no makeup makeup look that you were mentioning, Gabby. So I think that it's more about the self-expression that is here more to stay, and that's the highlight.
That's a very nice point of view. I think it's, being comfortable with yourself and happy and expressing yourself. You're right. I think there is another topic that we must talk about, which is the multifunctional product. For many years now, we've seen an avalanche of those cosmetics in the market. Why do you say that is such a huge trend?
Well, just to mention a few, they benefit the planet, they are cost saving, and they can be also time saving. Multifunctional products speak to the top of mind concerns of the modern consumer, offering the products that work harder and smarter while also reducing waste. And it's showing a way of, having more options available, but, simplified. I'm a big fan of this type of formulas because I can carry them easily when I'm going out and I don't have to bring my entire makeup bag. So that is very convenient. And just to introduce the trend that is, considering all these multifunctional products, the name that we have chosen is All You Need Is One. And I think that it makes it very straightforward. You just need one formula that you can use different ways. And I do have to say, my favorite is KBL 028 BR, is natural toffee blush and balm stick. This is for a quick look. I like it to use it, obviously as a balm and as a blush. And I like it because it offers that monochromatic but very simple look for my day-to-day. And I can tie it back again with those dates that I feel like wearing something more simple and more natural. I think this type of formula is just like go with that very, very well.
Yeah, I really like this formula. I think it goes in various skin types, and so it works with everyone as well.
I agree.
I want to go back and mention also something that we discussed in the trends last year, which was the metaverse. And I think we're see still seeing references to virtual tools and out of this world makeup looks. How is that being translated for the cosmetic market?
Well, I've been seeing metallics and futuristic looks everywhere lately. It is almost like bringing technology to reality. And that is why we decided to call this trend hyper reality. There is a great emphasis on foil effect formulas that take the reflection of metallic tones from that virtual world to a tangible form, if it makes sense.
Yes, we have seen this metallic futuristic look everywhere lately. I actually think that a large part of the silver and chrome craze is going on right now stems from the Beyoncé tour, the Renaissance. The Renaissance tour's looks were all about self-expression and wearing all the silver metallic clothing that you could find in your closet. I noticed a massive amount of futuristic looks, including bold eyeshadow looks and creative eyeliner looks from people attending this tour. Kobo has a great formula for this trend that I've personally used before and love. It's KEL041EU, the Foil Effect Transfer Proof Eyeliner. This is a reflective silver eyeliner, perfect for the out of this world look.
Yeah, definitely that formula looks great on you, Colin. I've seen the pictures.
Thank you, Gabby.
And well, to finish out our episode, I must ask you your favorite trends for this year. What do you think?
Well, I definitely have to say hyper reality is my favorite this year. I'm all about the metallic looks. And besides the eyeliner that Colin just mentioned, we are also featuring these amazing full effect eyeshadows in our trends. And I just love how they look and they apply just so smooth and nicely. They don't really crease. I'm in love with the formula.
That's a really great trend, Andrea. I'll have to say mine would be dopamine daze. I love this trend, how it encourages self-expression and it allows consumers to be joyful and confident with whichever makeup look they're wearing. And I'm also a huge fan of the colors and makeup looks.
Well, I love those, but I would say my favorite is skin first. 2024, I'm committed to take care of my skin and, make it glow. So I'm definitely looking for products that will be able to treat my skin while providing some color and glow. So I think this trend will be perfect for me this year.
No, definitely.
Yes, Gabby, I love the skincare.
Well, guys, we reached the end of the episode. Thanks, Andrea and Colleen, so much for being here today.
No, thank you, Gabby, for having me once more. Really, really excited to share the trends with our audience, and I hope that they love them as much as we do.
Yes, Gabby, thank you so much for having me as well. I had a lot of fun explaining the trends to you today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And thank you for listening to us. If you want to know more about the trends we discussed, make sure to ask for the recording of the webinar we just presented in January. You can find the link in the description. And don't forget to follow us on social media, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the platform of your choice, so you don't miss any new episodes. See you next time.